What if our minds aren't just sophisticated computers? Roger Penrose's groundbreaking work challenges the prevailing view that consciousness emerges from complex algorithms. As we stand at the precipice of an AI revolution with machines performing increasingly human-like tasks, the question becomes more urgent. Can artificial intelligence ever truly think? Penrose argues that consciousness cannot be reduced to computation, that our minds access something deeper, something fundamentally non-algorithmic that connects to the mathematical fabric of reality itself. This radical perspective suggests that the human mind isn't just processing information, it's making contact with mathematical truths that exist independently of physical reality, truths that no algorithm, no matter how sophisticated, can fully grasp. Imagine someone who doesn't understand Chinese locked in a room with instructions for manipulating Chinese symbols. When questions arrive, they follow algorithms to produce appropriate responses. From outside, the room appears to understand Chinese, yet the person inside comprehends nothing. This thought experiment by John Searle illustrates Penrose's central argument: understanding cannot be reduced to symbol manipulation. A chess-playing computer may defeat grandmasters, but doesn't understand chess. It experiences neither victory's thrill nor defeat's agony. It calculates without knowing what numbers mean and processes language without grasping meanings. The gap between computation and consciousness appears unbridgeable through algorithmic means alone. Computers can simulate behavior with remarkable accuracy, but simulation isn't replication. When we truly understand something, we're doing something fundamentally different from executing computational procedures, a distinction crucial when considering whether AI could ever achieve genuine consciousness rather than merely mimicking it. Kurt Gödel's incompleteness theorem delivers a devastating blow to the computational theory of mind. It proves that in any formal system capable of expressing basic arithmetic, there will always be true statements that cannot be proven within that system. Goodstein's theorem exemplifies this. A sequence that grows to astronomical sizes, with numbers exceeding 121 million digits before eventually reaching zero. Mathematicians recognize this sequence always terminates, yet cannot prove this using standard mathematical induction. The profound implication? Mathematical truth transcends formal systems and algorithms. For any algorithm, there will always be propositions a mathematician can recognize as true, but the algorithm cannot determine. When mathematicians see the truth of unprovable propositions, they're employing understanding beyond computation. This connects directly to consciousness. Our ability to grasp mathematical truths through direct insight rather than mechanical calculation suggests our minds operate on principles beyond algorithmic processing. We don't just compute, we understand. And this understanding appears fundamentally non-computational. At the quantum level, particles exist in superpositions of multiple states simultaneously. The two-slit experiment demonstrates this. A single photon travels through both slits at once and interferes with itself. Yet when we observe which slit it passes through, the interference pattern disappears. The act of measurement fundamentally alters the system's behavior. Quantum mechanics describes this through two processes, deterministic unitary evolution and probabilistic wave function collapse during measurement. This measurement problem has profound implications for consciousness. If consciousness depends on the resolution of quantum superpositions at the quantum classical borderline, it would explain why consciousness cannot be reduced to classical computation. The brain might leverage quantum effects at scales where quantum gravity becomes relevant, precisely where Penrose believes non-algorithmic processes emerge. Those moments of sudden insight where solutions appear fully formed might represent consciousness making contact with mathematical reality through quantum processes that transcend classical computation. While most neuroscientists believe the brain operates through classical physics alone, Penrose argues quantum effects may be essential to consciousness. The retina provides compelling evidence. Single photons can trigger macroscopic nerve signals, demonstrating a direct quantum-to-classical bridge within biological systems. The cytoskeleton, particularly neuronal microtubules, emerges as a prime candidate for quantum coherent action. These hollow protein tubes form cellular scaffolding that could maintain quantum superpositions, their geometric arrangement potentially creating protected spaces where quantum effects might influence neural processing. Timing of conscious experience offers intriguing evidence. Experiments show conscious awareness of skin stimulation takes 500 milliseconds, though the brain receives signals within 10 milliseconds. More remarkably, when skin is touched shortly after cortical stimulation begins, subjects perceive the skin touch as happening first, suggesting temporal backward referral in consciousness. These temporal anomalies suggest consciousness might relate to time differently than classical physics predicts. If consciousness represents contact with the timeless Platonic world of mathematical concepts, such perception might transcend ordinary temporal sequences, explaining phenomena like Mozart's reported ability to seize at a glance an entire musical composition. The Mandelbrot set, an intricate fractal pattern emerging from a simple mathematical rule, contains infinitely detailed structures no matter how far you zoom in. What's remarkable is that this pattern wasn't invented, but discovered, existing independently of human minds. This observation leads Penrose to embrace mathematical Platonism, the view that mathematical objects exist independently of human minds or physical reality. When mathematicians make discoveries, they're accessing this Platonic realm of mathematical truth. The feeling of rightness accompanying mathematical insight represents recognition of objective truth. This perspective suggests profound implications. If mathematical concepts exist independently of physical reality, and consciousness involves grasping these concepts, then consciousness might transcend purely physical processes. Our minds may connect with this Platonic realm beyond computational algorithms. The mystery deepens when considering mathematics' extraordinary effectiveness in describing physical reality. Einstein's equations and quantum mechanics achieve remarkable precision in predicting phenomena. This unreasonable effectiveness of mathematics suggests a deep connection between the Platonic mathematical world and physical reality, potentially crucial to understanding consciousness. Penrose concludes that consciousness cannot emerge from computation alone. The non-algorithmic nature of mathematical insight, demonstrated through Gödel's theorems and our ability to recognize mathematical truth beyond formal systems, reveals fundamental limitations of algorithmic processes. The mysteries of quantum measurement and mind's connection to the Platonic world of mathematics suggest consciousness transcends algorithmic capabilities. This doesn't mean consciousness violates physical law. Rather, our understanding of physics remains incomplete. A unified theory of quantum gravity might reveal how consciousness emerges from physical processes that are fundamentally non-computational. The implications are profound. If consciousness involves non-algorithmic quantum gravity effects, artificial intelligence based on classical computation can never achieve true consciousness. While computers might simulate increasingly sophisticated behavior, mastering chess, recognizing patterns, generating human-like responses, they will never experience subjective awareness. This restores something precious, the special nature of human consciousness. We are not merely running complicated algorithms, we're connecting with a deeper reality. Our ability to understand abstract concepts, experience qualia, and generate mathematical insights suggests a connection to fundamental aspects of reality beyond computation. As we develop increasingly sophisticated AI, Penrose's work reminds us that true consciousness may require something beyond computation, a connection to the mathematical fabric of reality that no algorithm can fully capture. In this realization lies both a deeper understanding of consciousness and a renewed appreciation for the mystery of being human.